Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be richly multiplied unto you from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us sing, congregation, from Psalter 225. How dear to me, O Lord of hosts, the place where thou dost dwell, the tabernacles of thy grace in pleasantness excel. My spirit longs, yea, even faints, thy sacred courts to see. My thirsting heart and flesh cry out, O living God, for thee. Psalter 225, the three stanzas.
Scripture reading can be found in Joshua chapter 1, the first 9 verses. But before we read, the law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Joshua chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
We wish to remember in prayer the family of Miss Margaret Van Buurt, who passed away early this morning at the age of 81. Also, birthdays, Mr. Herman Lusink, hopes to become 74, Mr. Jack Vandenberg, 72, and Mr. and Mrs. Eric Van Essen were blessed with the birth of a baby girl. And Mrs. Rochelle Van Manen, who will be admitted to the hospital this week and needs surgery next week. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing upon our gathering. Lord, we come unto thee in the morning of this thy holy day, where a day has been set aside that we may call on thy name, that we may come together in thy house and gather round about thy holy word and testimony. Lord, wonder of wonders, that we may yet be in the land of the living, that thou hast spared life, there one who has been taken out of life, only living a short time in the Bethesda care home. Lord, we commend also her loved ones unto thee, and that they may, and all of us may, measure our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom. Lord, we are of yesterday, and we know nothing. Although she came to the second milestone of life, the age of the strong, but, Lord, then it still comes to an end, and each one of us should take it to heart that our days are few and our time is short, that the longest life is but brief, and then to appear before thee, the God of heaven and of earth. Lord, give an impression yet of what the brevity of life is, and give an impression that we need to appear before thee, a righteous, a holy, and a well-doing God. Thou art right in all thy ways. Thou never maketh an error with all the inhabitants of this earth. But may we bow in the dust, and may we look to thee for all of our help. The one thing that is so needful, Lord, that is for each one of us, and that is to be prepared to meet thee, to know something of that new life, the life that thou dost give, O gracious and eternal God. May it please thee to give then impressions in the midst of us, and that thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Lord, wilt thou then on this thy holy day give yet that thy word may be brought forth, that it may be extended among all the hearers, and that they may take heed to what thy word hath to say unto us. O grant yet the spirit of prayer and of supplication, and that we may be given to look to thee for all of our help. Thou art the Almighty God. Thou art the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Thou art that only Savior and Deliverer for a poor, a needy, and a broken-hearted sinner. And, Lord, we are so dependent upon Thee. Oh, then we must look unto Thee for all things. Give then that Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, and that it all may be to Thy honor and glory. Lord, wilt Thou remember then all the members of the congregation? Give yet that our eyes are upon Thee, the living God. Oh, Thou knowest all things from the end to the beginning, and all things are in Thy hand. Lord, give then that we may truly have an eye to look to Thee. Everything else soon falls away. Death comes. We can take nothing with us, but, oh, that we may yet have just a spark of true faith, and then to look unto Thee for all things. Lord, remember then the loved ones of her that has exchanged time with eternity. Grant unto her, unto them what they need. Her lot is cast for an endless eternity, and Thou art right and just in all Thy ways. Lord, be mindful of the sick and the afflicted. Remember Rochelle, who has to be admitted to the hospital, and then afterwards surgery. Lord, wilt Thou yet be mindful of her? Make it then well, and that her eyes are upon Thee, the living God. Lord, Thou art the great physician, and it is only in Thee alone that all things may go well. But above all the temporal things, then we need that spiritual matter, and that is the work of Thy Spirit, and Thou canst work that out in the hearts of sinners. O gracious and eternal God, we look only unto Thee for all of our needs and for all of our ways. Bless her then, and make all things well. Lord, we ask that Thou be mindful of the couple who were blessed with a well-born child. Give unto them what they need, and grant that this child may be born to be born again. It is in Thy power, it is in Thy might. Lord, let it be then that the one is born, that it may be drawn with the cords of love. Remember then them and each one individually. We think of those who hope to have their birthdays. Lord, be mindful of each one. They are both in the age of the strong. Oh, may look upon them, care for them, uphold them. They have heard the proclamation of Thy word for years and years. O Lord, give unto them what they need for time and for eternity. And Thou knowest the hearts and the secrets within. We do not know what always lives within the heart, but, Lord, all things are in Thy hand. Oh, wilt Thou then be mindful of them? We think of others bound to their homes, or those bound in the Bethesda care home and cannot come up to Thy house of prayer. Lord, be mindful of them and look upon them and give yet also a token for good, a visit from above, that they may yet be blessed with what is needed for their souls. Lord, be mindful of widows and widowers. Their lives are empty. Oh, they come to an empty place, their homes. Be mindful of them and grant unto them what they need. Then their needs are oh so many. Lord, bless them and care for them. We think of all others who are ill. Yes, Student Braun, Lord, thou hast given him a little relief in the past week. Wilt thou remember him further? Give unto him that these treatments, that they may be blessed, and that he may yet be able to go in and out. Lord, he is very weak, but thou knowest his condition perfectly, and that it may yet be in thy favor, that he may be restored to a measure of life. It is only in thee. Thou art a surprising God, and thou canst perform wonders. All the parents in the congregation with their children, look upon them and care for them. Supply unto them what they need. We think of the handicapped. Lord, bless them and care for them. We think of the orphans. Oh, be mindful of them. And Lord, the needs go on and on. But thou art a God and an almighty God. And in thee we live, we move, and have our being. Oh, help then, parents with their children, in all the needs that take place. Lord, the list goes on and on. And what shall we say? Oh, thou dealest with everyone according to thy providence, and may it be in thy favor. Oh, gracious God, help them and care for them. Be with the brother elders reading, one in the Dutch language, one in Noble Ford. Lord, be mindful of them, care for them and uphold them. Make then all things well, and that this morning hour, that may it may be a morning that thy Spirit has work to do, that sons and daughters may be born in Zion, and that thy kingdom come. It is the beginning of a special season. Lord, wilt thou then give that thy word may be an open book, that thy name may be glorified, that thy kingdom come and thy will be done. O gracious God, make then all things well. Help all thy servants where they are called to bring forth life and death, well and woe. O Lord, give unto them what they need, and grant unto us words and matters to bring out the truths of thy word, that thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Help the brothers of the consistory, be mindful of them. The cares are many, but thou art the almighty God to help. Lord, then make it that this day is unforgettable, and that thy Spirit may have work to do, giving courage, strength, and hope in the hearts of thy people, but also converting sinners unto thee. Forgive our sins, wash and cleanse us in thy precious blood. This we ask, in Jesus' name, amen. Let us continue our worship with the singing of Psalter 308. while your offerings will be received. Not unto us, O Lord of heaven, but unto thee be glory given. In love and truth thou dost fulfill the counsels of thy sovereign will. Though nations fail thy power to own, yet thou dost reign, and thou alone. Psalter 308. Dear congregation, today is the beginning of a special season for the church. The calendar of our daily life that goes on, and that comes at the end at 12 months. But the calendar, the ecclesiastical calendar, that is has a beginning on this day. When we think of the ecclesiastical calendar, then it is soon coming to the last month of the year, and who knows if we will live to the end of the year. That is something only that the Lord knows, and that we may come to the time of the celebration of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then when we consider that the world has their festivities, they put up their lights, they do all their things of the world, it has nothing to do with the remembering the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, but they have their own thing, they spend their own money, they do the things that please the flesh. But now, soon or today, we begin to remember the first advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. And why do I say the first? Because there will be a second. And the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ is when he comes on the clouds of heaven to judge the quick and the dead. The first advent, the advent weeks that we consider, they extend over a period of 4 weeks, the 4 weeks before Christmas. And then we may look at prophecies in the scriptures that are speaking of the birth, the might, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so with this morning, we hope to begin with something of Advent and the weeks ahead until, if the Lord spares life, until the time that we come to December 25, which is the day to remember the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text words for this morning you may find in Joshua 1 and thereof chapter 5. These words, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." Thus far, the words of our text for this morning. The text words from this verse and the context speaks of Joshua, a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we see in our text words there two different thoughts. We see the character of Joshua as a type of Christ, and then we see also certain outstanding events in the life of Joshua that are also in a comparison to the life or type of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we think of the life of Joshua here, he certainly was a man of God. He came on the scene just at this time. Moses was taken away. the Lord had removed him. And even as Moses was a meek man, there is not any words that could typify what that meekness was in Christ. No. Then we read also that the Lord had removed Moses from his labors after 40 years. And then as that took place, the Lord had another one to step in the place of Moses. There we see something very special. Moses was a man of God, meek, and he was led by the Spirit of God. And he had to go so long, and then the Lord had seen that he had labored long enough, and the Lord had removed Moses from the side of Joshua. And then Joshua was the follow-up leader. And what do we see there, congregation? Then we see there that the Lord provides for his church when it seems impossible on the side of man. The Lord will take care of his church until the end of time. It will not be without the proper leaders or the proper men to go forward. But then when we think of it, the Lord provides in a way that maybe we don't even consider. And now here comes Joshua on the scene. And as Moses was a mouthpiece for the Lord Jesus, for the Lord, so Joshua had to be a leader of Israel and to bring them further. Moses was used by the Lord to bring them out of Egypt. Moses was used by the Lord to bring them through the Jordan River, through the Red Sea. And then Joshua was used to bring them across the Jordan. So we see that the Lord provided to each one what his calling in life was, and thus as the Lord's mouthpiece, as Moses especially, because with Moses the Lord spoke to him face to face. And then we read very clearly that he was removed, but that Moses being dead, Joshua is alive, and Joshua, he has things in his life that point out a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. It can never be exactly the same. We can never say was Moses, he was just exactly as Christ. Joshua was just exactly as Christ. No. Christ was the Almighty God. Christ had his human nature and his divine nature. Joshua, he had to go forward day by day, but he did not possess what Christ possessed. Not at all. Then we read by Matthew Henry that he said, God will change hands to show that whatever instrument he uses, he is not tied to any. And that's exactly right. A man may be here upon the earth, and the Lord may use him, and he may be a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of the prophets. They had spoken out, and the prophets had given examples as they were a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. But never can we say equal. Never can we say that they are exactly what Christ was. No, that would not be right at all. Thus God continues, and he maintains his cause and his church here upon the earth. Thus he says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So the Lord is speaking to Joshua. Many things are going to come, Joshua. Maybe many things that you will experience And there's things that you're going to perform that will point to the coming Messiah, that will point to Him who will suffer and die and pay the price to redeem His people. And thus, when we think of it, let me try to give you a few examples of what we have, that it speaks about Joshua, appears in many respects in comparison to Christ. And first of all, think of his name. Joshua. How can we say we have to think of his name? Well, the meaning of Joshua in Hebrew is Jesus, the same as it is in Greek. And then as Jesus refers to Savior, both names Jesus Christ, that refer clearly to the work they had to do and the result of that work. Joshua, what did he do? He gave a temporal deliverance to Israel. What did Jesus give? An eternal deliverance to Israel. Thus, Joshua was used as a means. Joshua was used even in comparison in his name, that's what he had to do, how he had to go forth. But when Joshua was leading a temporal inheritance, that Israel would come into Canaan, well then, Christ, he had an eternal deliverance. And what is better? What is better, congregation? Oh, Joshua was a great man. The Lord had said unto him, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. So we see here the Lord is putting his stamp of approval on what Joshua was to do and how he was to go forward. But Joshua, you're just a mark compared to Jesus Christ. You may serve as a type, but Christ is the Almighty. He gave that eternal deliverance. Christ came. Well, then I think of it, Joshua led many, many people. And as he had led so many people of Israel, then it was a great number. Well, then how does that compare to the greater Joshua? The greater Joshua, he has a number that no man can count. You read that in Revelation. And I've said it different times. Yeah, maybe this one or that would take comfort and say, well, see, it's a number that no man can count. That's not the real point. The real point is, am I a member of that number? We find time and again about a little flock, about a few sheep. But then in Revelation, the Apostle John wrote, but it will be a number that no man can count. But congregation, am I a member of that? Am I a member of that family that had been born again, that has been taught by the Spirit, that has been led by the same, that is given instructions that this is the way, walk ye therein? And that's that greater Joshua who sends forth his Spirit, and that Spirit convinces of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And that is what we need in our lives. And we find also, secondly, as a successor of Moses. And as a possessor or successor of Moses, Moses received the law of God. Moses gave it to Israel. And Moses had spoken unto them that there is a promised land. But Joshua was needed. Was needed for what? Oh, Moses had spoken of it. And then Joshua comes. And then what does he have to do? He leads that people all through the Jordan River and brings them into the promised land. You see, how is that Joshua then a type of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ had come here upon the earth, and he had paid the price to bring his whole church into that promised eternal abode that he has laid away for the church of God. You know something, congregation? We hear about that Christ came here upon the earth, that he suffered, that he died, that he paid the price to redeem the church. The greater Joshua did that. He had paid it fully and completely. Now what am I going to say? And it doesn't even affect us if the Spirit doesn't touch our hearts. We go on as a fish in the water. Is that not sad? We hear of that only name given under heaven, whereby we must be saved. We hear of Prince Emmanuel, that he would come in the fullness of time. And in these Advent Sundays, then that is spoken of him, that he is to come. And now, congregation, and then to hear it, to read about it in Scripture, to even listen to it in the preaching, and no change takes place in our heart. Oh, somebody here this morning said, see, you're getting too picky. You're just getting too narrow-minded. Oh, no. To know him is life eternal. And not to know him is eternal death. That's what it is, congregation. And then comes the wonder of free and sovereign grace. That the greater Joshua, Joshua the first, then he was a successor to Moses. But now Christ, he is everything to his church. Moses had to receive the law and to give it. It was a knowledge of sin by the law. But Scripture says grace and truth come by Jesus Christ. Thus, when we think of that, Christ Jesus, he shows mercy. He shows deliverance. He shows that there's a way to escape the wrath to come. And Joshua in chapter 1 here is a man. Yes, he has been called by God. He had to lead Israel. He had to bring them over the Jordan and bring them into Canaan. Then we find out also of Joshua that he was a commander of the people. He was the leader of the people. Joshua had to make known to Israel all the words of the law. Joshua had to make known all the the directions that the Lord would give him. Joshua had to be an example before the people. And now the greater Joshua. All the Joshua of chapter 1 year, he had to lead them into battles, cross the Jordan, he come into the land of Canaan, he had to fight the battles. But now the greater Joshua, Christ Jesus, he fought the ultimate battle that ever took place. He had gained the victory over Satan, over sin, and over all the elements of the flesh. The greater Joshua, then he was altogether lovely. The first Joshua here, then here he was in Joshua 1, that he has had to lead them and bring them into that place. And then the Lord promised all the nations there that they would go to Israel. And then the Lord would give it to them. Oh yes, the Lord would give it to them. But then what took place? There was war. There was trials, there were difficulties, and they had to go forward in such a way. And now Joshua is the commander of that people. He led Israel. Christ in Isaiah 55 speaks about a leader and commander to the people. You see the comparison? You see the Joshua of Joshua 1? And then you see Christ as the greater Joshua. And how the Lord often throughout the Old Testament gave types of what Christ would be here upon the earth. That he would be everything. Christ, what did he do? Kept the law. Joshua had to teach the people and give knowledge of the law. But Christ, he kept the law perfectly, righteously, holy, in thought, word, and deed. And then he spoke. Yeah, Christ had said, the greater Joshua, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And what does the greater Joshua do? He leads his people on that narrow pathway that goes through this Mesek here below. And he brings them in that promised land. Oh yeah, Joshua of the flesh, he brought Israel into the promised land too, yeah. But that was all with infirmities. But now that greater Joshua, he leads his people. He touches their heart. He sends his spirit. He convicts them of sin. He promises them that unto them would be an eternal deliverance. And then he said, I will lead them in a way that they know not. I will lead the blind by a way that they know not. And then that greater Joshua, he takes his people. He leads them forward. And they come into that promised land. Which way are you going? A member of Lethbridge this early morning passed away in the Bethesda Carol. It became eternity. Now let's just turn that around a bit. What if it was you? Are you listening? What if it was you? And then you had to cross the Jordan of death. Where would your soul be? Oh, congregation. Take it to heart. My soul bleeds for you. And often I say, Lord, what will become of all these people? going on many times as a fish in the water. But now to have the realization, I'm heading for eternity. I will die. And I will have my turn to meet the judge of heaven and earth. He leads his people to the promised land. What else do we see? There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Yeah, that's the Joshua here. As I was with Moses, there comes up. So I will be with thee. Who's the I? That's the greater Joshua. That's the greater one. And then we think of the greater Joshua and what has taken place. Think of the outstanding events which had taken place. Then our second thought, congregation. The water of the Jordan was divided. The people had passed on dry ground. I emphasized that some weeks back when I spoke about crossing the Jordan of death. Now here they had to cross. And then the water parted on both sides. And then we passed on dry ground. You know, just another example of what took place in a very unexpected way. In a miraculous way, that the ground was dry. It's not normal. If some water from a river splashes or comes, it doesn't remain dry. And now here, the Jordan River that Israel had passed through is the same river that the greater Joshua was baptized in. So now we go all the way back to Joshua 1. And we see the beginning of the life of Joshua. And then we take it to the New Testament. And then it is in the same river there where Christ Jesus was glorified and witnessed by the people by the Jordan. Christ began his ministry. Joshua began his ministry here. He was with Moses, but not as the leader. And now he becomes as the leader. We have very clearly in Matthew 3 that it speaks there. And then in verses 13, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John, to be baptized of him. For John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Thus Joshua, here in this chapter, but then the greater Joshua in the Jordan in the New Testament, as Joshua led Israel congregation unto the promised land, so Christ Jesus paved the way that his church may enter into that promised land where there is perfect love forever. And then when we think of that, then as the miracle of grace that must take place within the heart to be a lively member of that congregation. What else happened? Joshua was the leader. Great outstanding event took place. Took place with the power of Israel, and in an insignificant way. They had to blow the ram's horn, and they had to shout very loud, and then the walls fell down. So Israel had a command that that's what they had to do. And when they had to do, then the God of Jacob was their help. He was their power. He was their everything at that moment. And that he led them and he cared for them. And so congregation, with the preaching of the word of God, that it may become lively within the heart, wrought by the Spirit of God in the soul, then the proclamation of the gospel, when that may go forth, and the Spirit may take it and apply it into the heart, then it is as those walls of Jericho fell down, so the Lord by His Spirit breaks down the walls within our own heart. What are they? Sin, world, and devil. And thus, how precious it is. Oh, if we may learn in our lives what's written in Genesis, and that's also an Advent text, but it says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. And now here, how precious and how great that the greater Shiloh, and that he who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that he came to save his people, to deliver his Israel, and to give unto them what they needed. Outstanding was that Joshua had subdued all their enemies. Well, then must we say just straight out that it's Joshua's work? No, it's God's divine work, congregation. And in God's divine work, then Israel became victorious. And then they could place their foot on the neck of their enemies. The heathens heard. That even there, In Canaan, under all their heathen worship, the captain of salvation, was encountered with great things of mankind. But by his life, by his sufferings, by his death, all that he had merited everything. Nothing was left for someone else to do. No. Christ had done everything. So what took place? Israel marched into Jericho, destroyed the city and burnt it. And when we realize, just that part, that's this Joshua here. And now the greater Joshua, that when Christ enters the heart, he takes the devil off his throne. He works a work of grace in the soul. He gives new desires in the soul. And he gives unto them what they need. And then what do we have there? Oh, it's in our Psalter, Christ shall have dominion over land and sea. What do we have there? Heathen lands and hostile people. Soon shall come the Lord to know. God had converted there even in Jericho or Rahab. So thus the Lord had work to do, congregation. And thus when we think of it, that it is, so I will be with thee. I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Is that the Joshua in this chapter here? Who's speaking here, congregation? That is the greater Joshua. Christ himself that had promised to Joshua, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee. I will help thee. I will guide thee. I will direct thee in all thy ways. Can you have anything better? Can you receive a one that is a better helper in the strife, that leads his people, that guides his people? Joshua here did it externally. The greater Joshua did it internally. Let us sing from Psalter 403. Psalter 403. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing unto our God. 'Tis right and pleasant for his saints to tell his praise abroad. The Lord our God builds up his church. He seeks our wandering sons. He binds their wounds and gently heals the broken-hearted ones. Psalter 403. We read in the book of Joshua that after the battles were fought, then he divided the land for inheritance. We find that in Joshua 14. But when we think of the greater Joshua and his work was finished, and even from eternity it was determined that the Father had gave him to do, then he ascended in heaven. He took possession of the heavenly Canaan on behalf of his people. And thus the greater Joshua, he had entered into his glory, and he had taken possession there as the Joshua in this chapter. He had also taken the land for possession. And then in chapter 14, he divided that among the people. Thus, he says here, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Now here the Lord is speaking, so the greater Joshua is speaking to this Joshua. He says, much may take place. I will lead you, I will guide you, I will direct you, because he says, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And how a child of God yearns that that may be applied to their soul. We find the same type of words in Isaiah 41. But then congregation, the Lord spoke in there through Isaiah. But here the Lord is speaking unto the Joshua to lead Israel. And in John 14 verse 1, he speaks about, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Then we find also in John 20, that the greater Joshua says, I ascend unto my Father and to your Father and to my God and your God. And then he comes through the Apostle John in Revelation 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. The resemblance between Joshua and the greater Joshua. That Joshua was a leader of the nation. Christ is the leader of all nations. Joshua led Israel, but the greater Joshua, His people shall come from the east and the west, the north and the south. Joshua had many achievements temporally. But the greater Joshua, he had spiritual achievements, heavenly achievements, and he led his people out of out of the wilderness over the Jordan, and he led his people into that heavenly kingdom. Thus, he says here, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Is there a people here that are yearning in their soul, Lord, speak such a word to my soul. Speak such a word. I will be with thee. And why do they need that? They so often feel alone. They so often feel despised. They so often feel so empty, so cold, so hard. And they are longing, say thou to my soul, I am thy salvation. Here the greater Joshua spoke to Joshua, and then he says, I will be with thee. And very strong, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Oh, that we may in this Advent season, congregation, that the greater Joshua, that he may become our leader, our guide, our all and in all, that he may be our provider, and then to receive a token out of his hand, oh, that is everything. For time and for eternity, Advent season is here. Advent means coming, approaching, looking forward to. And now with Advent here for four Lord's days, and then Christmas, all that we may yet yearn. Lord, give an impression in my soul. Make it personal, Lord. And grant unto me what I cannot give to myself. But oh, that wonder of free and sovereign grace, that may take place in the hearts, then it will be that the Lord will speak, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, and nor forsake. And the Lord does not fail his people. It may seem so sometimes, but he will not fail them. He will be mindful of them until the end of their days, but they become beggars, and sometimes greater and greater beggars, and then they receive a token from above. May it be, congregation, in this Advent season, that the greater Joseph may visit by his Spirit in your souls, and that he may grant conversions, that he may grant a visit, a token from above, and then you will say unto him, be all the honor and all the glory, now and forever. Amen. Lord, we come unto thee at the end of this hour. Oh, wilt thou bless yet the few words of this morning. Apply it unto the hearts and give us to view the difference between Joshua and the greater Joshua. Lord, we all need the same. Oh, grant it. Oh, give it yet. Oh, bless us yet with the token of thy favor. Be with all of us further in this day. And Lord, bring us together tonight. Let not any leave their place empty, but that we may come up round about thy holy word and testimony. Forgive every sin. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us conclude with Psalter 320. Psalter 320, stanzas 3 and 4. What wondrous things the Lord hath wrought. The stone the builder set at naught, established by no human hand, the chiefest cornerstone doth stand. 320, 3 and 4. Thank you. receive the blessing of the Lord, and go in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.